You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day two coverage from ACE 14. Todd, year three of our involvement in coverage of this great event. But one of the highlights is always our conversation with the representative from HOC. What a great organization doing amazing things.
Yeah, it always is. And I also might add, this is our second consecutive guest. I think this is unprecedented. It's given us a hard time. Before the interview.
Well, what else is new? That's part of the Todd and Todd experience, is harassing the talent. I mean, don't they know? I mean, we're divas. Don't they understand?
They should understand by now.
Let's get to it. Say hello to our guest. His name is Tom Siller. He's the Global Product Manager with Handheld Instruments for HOC. Tom, welcome to the show.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
We appreciate you making some time to join us, Tom. Before we get into our conversation, though, take a few quick seconds and tell us all about HOC. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Sure. HOC is a global leader in water analytics. We provide instrumentation, both in-process and portable instrument and field instrumentation to our customers, as well as chemistry. So we're very excited to be here, and thank you very much for having me.
Our pleasure.
Talk a little bit about the specific problems and issues you're helping your customers solve and address.
Sure. So right now, our customers are really struggling with data. And what are we going to do? They want more information out in the field. They want more information in process. So we're trying to take that next step in terms of analytics and instrumentation, and not only providing data for our customers, but providing them actionable data. What can they do next, and how are our instrumentations going to help them solve their problems?
Well, we've always said, Tom, that we are all really good at collecting data, mm-hmm. but that we aren't effectively managing and doing amazing things with it, which is, I think, part of the anxiety that you're helping alleviate.
Sure.
Talk about how you actually do that.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of new equipment that we're launching, which is why we're excited to be here at the show. You know, HOC is founded on innovation, and our customers are constantly asking us, well, what's new? What can I count on next? And 60 plus years now, HOC has been innovating ever since our first hardness kit that Clifford HOC, our founder, was able to design. And now we're here showcasing our whole line of photometers, and each one will solve a new anxiety point for our customers, including our new product that we're showcasing here at the show today, the SL1000.
Well, I want to hear more about the SL1000, but I've had a chance not to get through any kind of detail at your booth, but it looks a little different than I've seen from HOC in the past.
It is. Typically, you walk into a HOC booth and you see all of our online instrumentation up there, and then we'll have one pod for our portable instrumentation, and this pod is very focused around innovation. We have all of our photometers, colorimeters, spectrophotometers highlighted on one pod, but really we're focused on this SL1000, portable parallel analyzer. We call it PPA for short. It's just much easier, rolls off the tongue a little bit better. But this is a new instrument. It is a portable instrument, my baby, as they call it. And the nice thing about this is it combines an electrochemistry meter and a colorimeter into one. And not only can you run electrochemistry and colorimetry in one, but you can do up to 6 parameters simultaneously with one sample in a fraction of the time that it takes to do today. So we're providing a lot of benefits for our customers.
Well, speaking of benefits, talk to me about the money part of it.
Okay.
I mean, all the features and functions are cool, and I love the technology as much as the next guy, but at the end of the day, what's it mean to me in dollars and cents?
Absolutely. Well, the real question is, what is it costing our customers to have those inaccurate and those really variable results that they're seeing in the field today? You can send an operator out into a field to get a chlorine sample and have him run a test on that and get a result. Sure, that's going to be great, but if you send another operator out to that exact same site, fraction of a time later, he could get a wildly different result. And that's simply because of the inherent variability of field testing. Operators will run a test and they might mix differently. They might have a scratched or smudged sample cell. They might not allow for the proper amount of reaction time. And so what this instrument is doing is removing all of those manual steps that a user has to do today to collect those data points, and it's automating it in the instrument. So it's eliminating all of that opportunity for error, and our customers are really excited about it.
All right, well, if you're just joining us, we are speaking with Tom Siller of Hock. All right, you know, we're in Boston, so we're not far from MIT. Do you need to go there to be able to operate this thing? Talk about the implementation of it, the training. I mean, is it easy to use? Walk us through all that.
Sure. Well, the great thing about this product is that you don't have to be a rocket scientist to use it. I was able to give it to my six-year-old cousin. He opened the package, inserted the chem key into the bottom of the instrument, and was able to run a test. So it really is that simple.
I'll bet you could do it.
Well, if that's the case, I might have a fighting chance.
Well, it is great, too, because it is still using the same Hock chemistries that our customers have known to trust and love, that the same ones they're using today. It's just in a different form. So you're still going to have that accuracy, but it's actually going to be improved because of the variability nature. And all it takes is, we like to say, dip, read. So you open the chem key, insert it into the instrument, dip it in your sample, and then wait for your results. It's really that simple.
Wow. Tom, beyond the technology, one of the things that I've always been impressed about with Hock is how they work with individual customers. Yeah, they're all in pretty much the same industry doing the same kind of job, but there's a lot of individual variability, a lot of nuances. Mm-hmm. Talk about how you work with individual customers to customize delivering what exactly they need.
Absolutely. So on our portable instruments, for instance, we are partnering with a variety of customers right now on this new product to highlight some of their successes. A lot of our customers are struggling with nitrification issues. Mm-hmm. So we want to help them with some actionable data. Simply providing them a chlorine number isn't really meaningful to them. It's what do they do with that chlorine number. So a couple of these case studies are involved around flushing. It's one of the most costliest areas for our drinking water customers today. And if we can help customers cut down on the amount of times they have to flush, the amount of water that they have to flush, that's going to be a tremendous amount of dollars saved for mm-hmm. them. So we're working with them to use this new instrument to help them model their distribution system, figure out where those low points will be, where nitrification is most likely to occur, and then providing them some information on where they should be boosting their chlorine to avoid those problems in the future. So we really try to take a hands-on approach with our customers. We have a lot of technical experts that dwarf my intelligence, that's for sure. So they're always on call with our technical support and then our HTTC group, our technical training group, that will mm-hmm. go out and actually conduct these studies with our customers and try to help them figure out where their pain points are and where we can prevent those in the future.
Is there operational training as well in addition to that?
There is. Our HTTC group will go out to municipalities throughout the country, actually throughout the world, and conduct technical training seminars. These seminars can range on anything from turbidity to chloramination workshops. Really, they're very customer driven. So we'll have the customer contact us, say, hey, I'm struggling in this area. Would you be willing to come out and do a seminar for us? And then we'll send out one of our technical experts to go out and they'll conduct these seminars at the customer site.
We talked at the top of the show about, you know, one thing to get data, another thing to do something meaningful with it, and it sounds like one of the main goals of the SL1000 is to provide that actionable data. Is the market ready for it? I mean, are you seeing them embrace that and say, wow, look at what we can do in terms of better serving the customer? Or is there still a lot of opportunity there to demonstrate what's really possible?
I would say that both.
Yeah.
I think the market is ready for it. As we've been conducting these demonstrations in our booth, I've had customers get really excited about it and say, "This, I can use this. This is going to be great for us." But then the nice part is they're actually offering suggestions on, wow, I'd really like to see this option in the next generation. I'd really like to see that option in the next generation. So that's another opportunity where we can actually partner with these customers and have them help us design this next generation of instrument. Because I can tell you right now that the SL1000 that we're launching today, it was not the brainchild of our technical experts here. It was done in collaboration with our customers. We have, I want to say, 7 to 10 customers that we worked with over the last couple of years to help design this product.
It was all you. You know, it was all you.
I wish I could take that credit. I wish.
Well, you just alluded to the fact that you're going to keep making incremental improvements on existing technology, which makes all kinds of sense in the mm-hmm. world. Look in your crystal ball. Do you mm-hmm. see something big coming in the near future, in the next year or two?
I do. You know, I think that this product that we're launching today has been more than 4 years in the works. This is truly revolutionary, truly breakthrough, and we're thrilled about it, and our customer response here has just been absolutely overwhelming. So I think that this is one. We do have a couple other products that we are very excited about that I can't really say much more about, unfortunately. But let's just put it this way. We think that next year we will have a similar approach to our booth next year at the AWWA show. That we're very excited about. So stay tuned.
We have to
more
wait.
To come. More okay. to come.
Well, we look forward to that conversation. Tom, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about the SL1000 and HOC?
Yeah, well, obviously, we can. You can visit our booth here at the ACE show, but more importantly, check us out at HOCPPA.com. That's HACHPPA.com or HOC.com/PPA, and that's the website dedicated solely to this new product where you can learn more information and get signed up for an in-person preview.
Tom Siller, Global Product Manager with Handheld Instruments for HOC. Tom, great to have you. Thanks for
stopping
by.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd. Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.